Well, hello there. Big Voice Guy just told you the name of the show, Community Connection. I'm Bill Davis, your host. You can always listen to our segments on our podcast page. That's at KGMI.com. Look at the very top of the page. You'll see a podcast and scroll down and you see Community Connection. So you can click on any of our interview segments and listen to them in case, there's a phone number or a website that you missed. Well, we got Marcia Neal, Vibrant USA, with us. She's been with Vibrant USA since 2005. Of course, they specialize in Medicare and individual health insurance plans. And by the way, Marcia, I always tell everybody this right before I interview them, because I say we have our, interview segments on the website. It's that World Wide Web thing. It's that internet thing. Is that passing fad thing. I'm not sure I just don't know if it's here to stay or not.
Yeah, it might be temporary. Yeah.
Well, fall is here. Actually, winter's going to be here, before you know it. But fall's here. We're watching football. We're taking the kids from one school event to another. By the way, I don't have kids, so I get a pass on that. What are you guys busy with at Vibrant USA right now, this time of year?
Well, Bill, although we are extremely busy right now, we still hope all of our agents that love the Seahawks can catch their games, and our agents with children can still enjoy the events with their families. However, we have all made a commitment to assist not only our current clients, but anyone needing assistance to review their Medicare health insurance plans during this very short window of time called AEP. Mm-hmm. The Medicare annual election period is in progress now until December 7th. Medicare enrollees have this one opportunity to enroll into, change, or terminate their current Medicare Advantage or prescription drug plans for January 1st, 2022. So this is the time they can review their current coverage and decide if they want to make changes that will go into effect on January 1st.
We talked about this before we went on the air. I'm totally happy with my, I'm doing Medicare, a supplement, RX plan. I'm totally happy, so I'm not going to be changing. But do a lot of folks change this time of year?
Yeah, well, not everyone will want to make a change, but if you need to make a change, this is your opportunity to do so. So doing a yearly review allows folks to make sure their providers still accept their plan and that their medications and other needs will continue to be covered.
Well, the main question I got, though, how do folks know that their plan is good for them? It's going to work for them.
Well, that's a good question. So by now, everybody should have received their annual notice of changes from their insurance carrier that details their plan changes for 2022. This will outline premium changes, copay changes, those kinds of things. Mm-hmm. The notification of changes will not tell them if their doctor still takes their plan or if their drug copays are going to change. I highly recommend listeners do an annual review to be sure they are on the right plan for next year. If they don't already have an agent to assist them, then Vibrant USA agents are available to review all the plan options and help them make a change if necessary.
Okay, hang on. I'm trying to write all this down, and I don't write that fast. Now, you said the changes apply to standalone Part D drug plans as well as the Medicare Advantage plans. Is that what you said?
Yes. Yeah. So the annual election period is also the time for anyone with a Part D drug plan to make their changes. They can join a plan, drop a plan for January if they want to. Remember, December 7th, Pearl Harbor Day, is the deadline to make these changes. If you do not submit an application by December 7th, whatever Part D drug plan you have will automatically carry over to 2022 and be your plan for next year.
Okay, so assuming this, I'm asking the question, and I think I know the answer to this. Sounds like everybody needs to go ahead and start reviewing their options.
Well, yeah, this year we found some companies are merging with other companies, or they're reducing the number of plans they're offering for next year. Mm-hmm. So this means the plans folks have enjoyed in 2021 may be very different for 2022 due to these high-level changes. I highly recommend everyone with drug coverage, either through a standalone Part D drug plan or bundled drug coverage through a Medicare Advantage plan, review their 2022 plan options so they can change, if needed, to a plan with the best coverage for their medications. So, for example, some medications like insulins that were covered this year by some plans are not being covered next year. And, of course, Medicare has made their own changes to the standard plan, like higher allowed annual deductible.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So folks in Medicare, they need to make their changes, obviously, by December 7th, Pearl Harbor Day. So those of you who are on Medicare, you can go away right now. We're not talking to you. What about people that have like individual plans?
Well, that's a great question. Okay. So the 2022 plan information for individual plans became available November 1st. Hmm. Folks should have received by now notification of any changes happening to their plans. Enrollees should carefully review their options and be sure they are on the right plan for themselves and their families. Listeners can enroll into, change, or cancel their individual plans until December 15th for a January 1st effective date. If they miss the December 15th deadline, their plans may or may not roll over automatically. If folks miss the deadline, there is an extension that runs December 16th to January 15th, but that would be for a February 1st effective date.
Hang on, I'm trying to write all this down. If somebody wants to review their plan, what's the best way to do that?
Well, in order to compare plans, most insurers require you work through the Washington Health Plan Finder. If you already have an account, you can log in and shop for plans. If you do not already have an account, I recommend you create one in order to see all available plans in your county. Mm-hmm. The income to qualify for tax credits has been raised, so many folks who didn't qualify before may now qualify for assistance in paying their monthly premiums. But even if you don't qualify for tax subsidies, to enroll into most plans, you must have a Washington Health Plan Finder account. This can be done at www.wahealthplanfinder.org. If you need assistance, give our agents a call and they'll be happy to help you.
Okay, so let's say we're talking to a person who doesn't want to change their individual coverage for next year. Is there anything else they need to be thinking about or anything they need to do?
Yes. So anyone who purchased their insurance plan through the Washington Health Plan Finder still needs to update their information for 2022. They should wait to make changes to income until after November 16th, or the changes could impact their December premiums.
What's the best way to work with you guys? Start working with the Vibrant USA if they want to get a hold of you.
Okay, well, great. So as you know, we are still in the middle of the pandemic, and we're doing our best to accommodate all of our customers the best we can. The easiest way for our listeners to begin working with our team is simply giving us a call at 866-733-5111. Or take a look at our website at www.vibrantusa.com. We have found that we are able to assist most of our clients over the phone, by email, or video appointments at this time. Mm-hmm. But we will always do our best to meet our clients' needs.
Medicare 101 seminars, I'm always interested in those. You still handling those?
Of course. Yeah. We are holding live webinars where anyone new to Medicare or folks already on Medicare and wanting to review how it all works can attend a virtual seminar twice a month. We offer one at 10 a.m. and one at 5:30 p.m., hoping to find a time that will fit in everyone's schedules. Your listeners can find more information on these seminars or talk with one of our licensed agents by calling our toll-free number, that 866-733-5111. They can visit our website or they can find us on Facebook.
With that passing fad, the internet thing, internet webby thingy. By the way, I got to tell you a funny story. I'm watching television over the weekend, okay? And I'm watching a sports, I think it was a college football game. And boom, there's J.J. Walker, Dynamite, trying to sell me some sort of Medicare something thingy, okay? So I got to switch. I click over. There's Fraser Crane trying to sell me the same thing. I click to another channel. Boom, there's Joe Namath. He's trying to sell me this. Click, I go to another channel. It's Joe Montana. Yeah. He's selling me the same thing. And I go, maybe if I go to Nat Geo Wild channel, there won't be anything there. I click over there. Captain Kirk is there trying to sell me the same thing. What can you do about getting these people off my TV?
I think all those famous people we all loved are now old, and they're all that's the advertising they get to do.
When do I get my little something something and get to go? Because I do it. I go on TV and hawk this stuff. It's time for me to get that endorsement policy, don't you think?
I think so, Bill. You'd be excellent.
It's always good seeing you, Marcia Neal, Vibrant USA. Thanks for putting up with my silly questions.
Thanks, Bill. It was fun.